ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. It's nice to be back here. So, this afternoon, the text is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 22. Chapter 5 is entitled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. So, chapter 5, text 22. So, as best as you can, please repeat after me.
Yay!
He! Samsparsha ja boga dukha yonaya eva te adi atam antavata kuntiya na teshu ramate buddha Yehi samsparsha ja bhoga.
Yehi
samsparsha ja bhoga.
Yehi samsparsha ja bhoga.
Dukha yonaya eva te.
Dukha yonaya eva te.
Adyantavanta kanteya. Adyantavanta kanteya. Nate shuramate buddha. Nate shuramate buddha. Yehi samsparsha ja bhoga. Dukha yonaya eva te. Adyantavanta kanteya. Nate shuramate buddha. Yehi samsparsha ja bhoga. Dukha yonaya eva te. Adyantavanta kanteya. Nate shuramate buddha. Okay, so we're going to go word for word. Yay, those. He, certainly. Samsparsha ja, by contact with the material senses. Bhogaha, enjoyment. Dukha, distress. Yonayaha, sources of. Eva, certainly. Te, they are. Adi, beginning. Anta, end. Vantaha, subject to. Kanteya, O son of Kunti. Na, never. Teshu, in those. Ramate, takes delight. Buddha, the intelligent person. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Please repeat. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. purport by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Material sense pleasures. Material sense pleasures are due to contact of the material senses, which are all temporary because the body itself is temporary. A liberated soul is not interested in anything which is temporary. Knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures, how can a liberated soul agree to false pleasure? In the Padma Purana, it is said, Ramante yogino nante, satyanante chit atmani, iti rama padena sa, param brahma pidiyate. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila 9:29. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the absolute truth, and therefore the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is also known as Brahma. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 5:5:1, that's Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 1, it is said, Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke kashtan kaman arhate vidhujan ye tapo devyam putraka yena satvam suhyet rasmat brahma sokam tvantanantam. My dear sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure while in the human form, in this human form of life. Such pleasures are available to the stool eaters, hogs. Rather, you should undergo penances in this life by which your existence will be purified, and as a result, you will be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. Therefore, those who are true yogis or learned transcendentalists are not attracted by sense pleasures, which are the causes of continuous material existence. The more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries. Om Agnati Virandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshum Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vedanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vita Padakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sita Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabudutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Pitam Sita He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Panamahi Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turugasya Vipasindivya Evacha Vatitanam Tavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinabli Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatya Deshitarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Guratise Namaha Ananda Lidamaya Vigrahaya Mahavya Divyacha Vishindaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the text again, Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, text 22. Yehi samspasa jaboga duka yuna ya evate adyanta vanta konteya nate shuramate buddha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery which are due to contact with material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Hare Krishna. So this is Sri Krishna speaking to Arjuna for our benefit, and he says, the intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery. The sources of misery. Well, that's where? Certainly not in the spiritual world, they're having fun, right? So misery is not there. So the sources of misery are what's going on in the material world. But interestingly enough, some people realize that there are sources of misery, and some people are in denial. Most non-devotees are in denial. Even though Krishna helps them with uncertainty, with fear, with all those things that could make you think there must be something wrong. Still, we have our sense gratification, so we're okay. Somehow we're okay. We're okay. We're suffering. When we were coming, I was driving, and at some point it started to rain, and there is a prabhu here who I came with. He followed me in his car, and he was trying to get here in the directions. I started and then he followed, right? And so he's never been here before, so I'm driving and it started when I'm going, this guy's going to make it okay. I hope so. Actually, he did make it okay because he's here. But I worried about it for a while. And then so you can never tell what's going to happen from one moment to another. The weather was dry, and this before I got 695, here's rain, and it's this, that real slow drizzling that makes the road slippery. Okay? And people are driving the way they drive. You know Maryland, the way they drive. Crazy. This guy's never been here before, so I'm going, I mean, he's not a little boy. He obviously knows what to do. But when you're in an area that you've never been to before, you know, and basically the person that was with you is ahead of you now, and what happened? Anyway, technology, maybe he followed GPS and got here, but he's okay. Krishna is always in control. So, intelligent person realizes that this material world is set up deliberately to give us a little bit of satisfaction and quite a bit of trouble. Now, why is it like that? Is Krishna just so cruel that he's going to give his devotees and those who are his devotees but don't know and don't want to admit that they are devotees, just as non-devotees, karmis, give everybody trouble like that? I thought he was very wonderful. He has these six opulences. Fame, he's loving, he's strong. He's the object of everything he attracts on all levels. That's why he's called Krishna. And we're supposed to be part and parcels of him at the soul level. But we are actually part and parcels, and he gives his own part and parcels trouble? Why? So, you know, it seems like something is wrong here. It's inconsistent. Well, we have been challenging Krishna. He is the source of everything. He is the supreme controller. And in the spiritual world, we dared to compare ourselves to him. We had no business doing that. We dared to compare ourselves to him. Why can't we be like him? So then, this envy, well, you know, you can't be envious and stay in the place where everybody's having fun and serving Krishna. So we are the place in that kind of consciousness. And that's why we've been put here, in the material world. In the material world means we did the wrong thing, envying Krishna. And when you do the wrong thing, what happens? You get punished. And so this place is a place for punishment. And a place for punishment usually is called the house of correction, or more bluntly, jail. So we are in jail. And if you are in jail, what do you expect when you're an inmate? Parties? Of course not. So all kinds of troubles will come. And so people are going through troubles. There is confusion the whole world over. You saw me put this mask back on. Obviously, I was resisting it, and I got a note. You better put it on. So I put it on, right? You have to obey. So I did that. Okay. The note's right here. Now you see why I put it back on. I was going to try to get away with it. Didn't work. So I'm putting on with inconvenience. Everybody is going through inconvenience. And sometimes I laugh about it, you know, because what can you do? We are all not doctors, but we look like doctors. In the end, right? For a while. But the reason we laugh about it is, remember the battle of Kurukshetra? Before that, Mahabharata. So many plans were made by Shakuni, were made by Dhritarashtra. So much is going on. The Pandavas were treated so badly. There was an attempt to kill them in the house of Lak. They were banned in the forest a long time. And then after that, they were supposed to be, the popular Pandavas had to disguise themselves and work menially. In Matsya Naresh, their abode, the area where they were. All through that, Krishna had them tolerate the whole thing. Now, Bhima and Arjuna were ready to kill. They were ready to kill, but Yudhishthira stopped them. And he's the eldest, and he says, you know, and they had the etiquette. They obeyed the oldest person. So he was saying, be calm. Krishna was also saying, don't be aggressive. Same thing. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, now, what we're hearing is, wear the mask. Before the march, we weren't wearing masks. Now we're wearing masks. Maybe 200,000 people are killed. It's getting ready to be worse because the weather's cooling down. I mean, no. Just keep chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So while you go through all these assumptions for us, Hare Krishna is definite. It is absolute. Nothing changes. When you serve Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Sri Jagannath Balaji, Vini Subhadra, you go back to the spiritual world. That won't change, coronavirus or no coronavirus. And by the way, it's only one germ, a whole bunch of germs in this planet, the reptiles and the germs and so on. 8 million types of non-human bodies. So they all cause trouble. So there's all kinds of trouble around us. As a matter of fact, the main five senses we know, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, or space. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And we live this physical body based on that. We need the earth, not only to have our buildings to live on, but it's the same earth that gives us vegetables. So it's very, very important for us. Mother Earth, Mother Bhumi's body, that's the earth. We actually survive on that. And water, definitely we need. In small amounts, we drink, we cook. In large amounts, the ocean is used for transportation. It supports fish. All of that. Then fire, definitely is used to keep us warm. Fire gives light also. We cook with it. We do our yagyas with it. The ghee lamp is lit up. We just did all of these. Now, fire is important. Air, we breathe air. And then, space, ether. And we'll get to that one. Now, so all of these five elements are important for us. But if you live in the material world, there is no telling what's going to happen from one moment to another. So then let's go back. The earth. We talked about how it supports us and sustains us nicely. But the same earth can rumble and give an earthquake. And all of a sudden, there's trouble. The same earth that supports us now can give us trouble. And fire, need I tell you, if any place catches fire, or there's a brush fire in a whole area, big burning, people are running away. You can't control it. Water, it's good for us. But then, when the water comes too much and the streets rise up and then there's a flood, that's another story. Typhoon, another story. A lot of water. Natural. Air. Sure, we breathe air, but let it spin around like that and become a tornado. You're dead. Your things are destroyed. The same air. Hurricane. And space.
Why you bigger spaces around? All right.
Well, you get in an airplane and go up in space. And let something happen to that machine and it's coming down. You're going to wish you were on the ground at that time. But you're up in space. Therefore, between space and gravity, the whole thing comes, now God forbid, I don't wish it on anybody. But you've seen plane crashes. Why did they crash? Because they were up in the air in the first place. And the trouble happened. If you are in your car and on the earth and trouble happens to your car, what do? You just pull the brake down lane. It's simple. But a plane, another story. It's space. So these five elements that help us can also destroy us at any time. So this is the world we're in. We're in jail. And the only way to do this, all these things I talked about, nobody has control over them. You can't control them. They happen to us whether we like it or not. Now, so the intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery. These things only help up to a point, and sometimes they give us misery too, just like we pointed out. So when an intelligent person says, why should I be here in this place? I get a little sense gratification, but sometimes trouble comes at any time, and I have no control over it. And Srila Prabhupada gave an example one time. He said, people like to pray for good things. You pray either to the Christians, pray to Jesus, give me this, give me that, protection, good job, money, all kinds of things. Some Hindus pray to different demigods that give different things. But basically, everybody is requesting for something good. Nobody prays for something bad. Nobody prays for trouble. And Srila Prabhupada says, but everybody gets trouble at some point, even though we didn't pray for it. Why? Why is it that we don't pray for trouble, but we get trouble anyway? Because Krishna is letting us know in so many ways that we better not think about living here, going from one body to another body and staying here, because every body that you get in, next body, it has its own trouble. Even if you become a demigod, there's trouble. So much happiness is there. But somebody, some demon that's big enough will come give you trouble. So in the material world, from, as I said in the Shastra, from Brahmaloka all the way up to Pataloka, sources of misery. Therefore, the material world is no place for us. So now Srila Prabhupada has given us not only a way out, but actually simplified the method and reduced the chanting. A Vaishnava is supposed to chant 64 rounds. Now, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we're doing 16 rounds. By the way, that's 1/4 of 64. 25%. And you still can go to the spiritual world tent. But the important thing though is, you have to be in your best behavior. Which means you shouldn't offend. Tishyata Madhavati. Now, what does that mean? Wrap it up. So in this age of Kali, we'll make sure don't step in soon. In this age of Kali, as it said here in the reference, Srimad Bhagavatam 11:5:32. Krishna Bhanam Tisa Krishna Sangupanga Sapashadam. Yagai Sankita Pajai Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. This is what we're supposed to do. In this age of Kali, intelligent persons, they perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who himself is constantly chanting the holy name of Lord, that's Lord Chaitanya. We're supposed to do that. So, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So keep chanting, that's the Yugatam. Anything you do for service does not excuse you from chanting. Chanting is bottom line. If you serve the deity, you still have to chant. If you cook, you have to chant. If you go to work, you still have to chant. So the chanting is our Yugatam and our fax line, connecting to Krishna and Radha, and we get a chance to go back to Godhead. So we should really, really, really take it seriously. So to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And as I hear, you did a COVID-19 adjusted Rathiatra here.
which was very nice. I didn't know about it. It was yesterday. I was still with Mother Kalindi, just told me back there when I spoke to her. I wish I was here, but my Saturday is really heavy now. I have two Bhaktisastri the same day and so on. So, anyway, it's always, my heart is here, so what can I say? I wish I was here. So, anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna and worship Lord Chaitanya. That is the performance of the highest activity, and it gives us great fulfillment. Hmm? And we get to go back home also. Hare Krishna. When we go back home, then we are disconnecting from all of these crazy things. A wise man doesn't do this sense gratification stuff and make believe that you're going to be okay. It never is like that. Because the material world is designed purposely to give us frustration. So when we come to our senses and we go, why am I here? Then Krishna will give us an opportunity to go back by going through this process that Vaishnavas go through. So that's what it's about. It's trying to get back home. And anybody that's around you, trying to spread the word. If they're not interested, it's okay. Give them prasadam. A little bit of snack. They eat it. And Krishna will start his work. Not this lifetime, maybe the next lifetime you get to go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Are there any questions or comments before we end? Okay. If not, then Gantraj, Srimad, Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Guru Pramanande.
So let us thank again to Parikshit Prabhu for giving a nice wonderful class and coming in this bear with us from Hesburg to here. So,
Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Just a servant, that's all. Arigato.